Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, sometimes, Al, we need to travel to the South.
To the Deep South.
The Deep South.
I agree.
The Deep South of France, so we can find some interesting wines that maybe we haven't had that many of before.
Hugh, there's so many different white grapes that you can use to make blends, and the permutations seem to be endless. And it's a really great place to go for things that are unexpected and new. So I'm going to talk about three that I really enjoyed. The first is Tardieu Laurent. That's a very well-known label.
I've had a number of wines from them.
Le Bec Fin. It's a Côte d'Aron from 2022. $15 for this. And Bec Fin is a phrase that more or less means a refined palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, you know, loses something in the translation. But even ordinary wine tasters can really appreciate a wine like this. It's medium golden colored, and that suggests a certain amount of richness. The aroma features yellow pears, bayberry candles, and fresh floral notes. And the wine has a lovely round texture with a wonderful density to it. The flavor is unique, I think, and rather sophisticated. Underripe green pears, and you get buttery green olives, you know what I mean by that. And a sharp bit of acidity that has wonderful flavor to it. So a lot going on in there. Now, while it is bone dry, the fruit is quite pronounced, and it's right there under, you know, under everything, and it just makes it a real pleasure. Very food friendly, very good value at $15. Laurent Tardieu Le Bec Fin. Now, here's one that I put a smile on my face. The name of it is Le Vilain Petit Canard.
Okay.
Okay. It's from the Famille. Laplace, non-vintage, no specific appellation. Le Vilain Petit Canard means the ugly duckling.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I knew what Petit Canard was, but...
Yeah, a little duck. Well, this is the Monsong brothers, you know, Petit and Gross.
Okay.
And it's 90% Gross Monsong. Once obscure, these grapes are now becoming much more popular. They're regarded as aromatic varietals, and they were often used to make sweet wines, but now more and more people are coming up with dry versions of them, like this one. Now, this fresh, clean aroma features pink grapefruit and mangoes, and the wine is soft and round, but with a kick of bitter lemon acidity. Other flavors include ripe peach, quince, honey, quinine, a little bit of mineral.
A lot going on there.
It's a balanced and intriguing wine, offers new flavor experiences. $13. That's amazing. This is my wine of the week. No question about it. It's just got so much going on at a good price. The third wine I want to talk about is from Lionel Osman and Company. This is a Côte de Gascogne white called Villa Plage Blanche, the white beach.
Right.
$17 for their 2022 version. Now, Colombard and Gros Monsong are traditional South of France grapes, and Sauvignon Blanc is a newcomer, and as a popular one as that, it really, people are using it more and more. Now, the aroma is very Sauvignon Blanc heavy, with cut grass and honeydew melons, a touch of papaya, but this is a wine that makes an instant impression, sharp, tart, but supported by elegant fruit, and that elegant fruit just carries on glass after glass after glass. It doesn't lose character. $17, Lionel Osman's Villa Plage Blanche. Good deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.